Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings. So I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, 111 production, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcast, one-on-one interview with Mr. Chase Kim. He was in one episode of the show. He played Lane's Uncle Joe in Just Like Gwen and Gavin. He was born in Los Angeles and raised in other countries as well. He initially chose to pursue a career in business and graduated from University of California, San Diego with a BA in history and political science in 1997. However, after spending more than 6 years at his job in San Francisco, New York, Dallas, and Chicago, Chase decided to switch careers and became an actor. Instead, he debuted in 2003 in an uncredited guest star role as a Korean handler in the series The West Wing, and went on to be cast in dozens of other roles. Since then, his roles included Criminal Minds, Magnum P.I., Hawaii Five-O, Rizzoli and Isles, and Bosch. Let's bring him in. Here he is, Chase Kim. Chase, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Good, good, good. Nice to meet you, and thanks for coming on. First off, how'd you get your role on Gilmore Girls?
Well, it was pretty much the very standard auditioning process. This was pretty early in my career, so I started acting kind of a little bit later in my life. I think I was in my late 20s at the time, and this was pretty much one of my kind of first TV roles, and I just auditioned. I had to pre-read with probably 50 other guys that kind of look like me. And then I got the call back and went to the bungalow over there at Warner Brothers. And the funny story about that audition is that I was getting ready to go in, and Mara Casey, who was one of the casting directors on the show, came out before I read and pulled me aside and said, "Hey, everybody really loved what you did on the in the first call, but you need to talk faster." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Okay, I had never gotten a note like that before." And she just said, "No, you just have to fly through the words, like no pausing. You just have to talk faster." And I remember thinking, man, that's a really odd note to give to an actor that's about to go into an audition. But I tried my best to kind of speed through it, and I got the call that I'd gotten the role. So that was pretty exciting.
Was that one of your first gigs that you booked?
I want to say that was probably like my second or third gig that I had booked. But it was definitely like the biggest one that it was the first one that had a name for sure.
Right.
Because all the other ones were like just like a description of a character, like Cop Number One or something like that. And this was the first character that had an actual name.
And were you familiar with the show? Had you been aware of the show?
I definitely was aware. I wouldn't call myself a fan of the show going in, but I knew the show. And I knew that it was kind of a big deal at the time. It had pretty big viewership. So I was definitely excited for the part.
How did your family react when you told them that you booked? Because I know you came from the business world and into acting a little later in life. I did the same thing, actually.
Yeah.
How did your parents react to that, or your siblings, or if you have siblings?
You know, it's funny because Lane or Keiko's character on the show being Korean and all that, and my family is definitely very stereotypically Korean. And my mom is like very stoic, and even at that point, she probably wasn't all that supportive of me being an actor. She was probably just like, But when she started to see me more and more actually on TV, then she started to kind of accept it. But to this day, like, Korean moms are not very easy with the compliments. So it's like maybe like a knowing nod and a wry smile or something like that, but nothing outwardly like she was proud of me or anything like that.
You know, staying on that subject, how did you feel that Koreans were depicted in Gilmore Girls? Were you ever at all offended by stereotypes, or did you think it was a pretty accurate depiction?
No, I thought it was definitely a very accurate depiction. I thought the relationship between the mom and the daughter, I thought, was depicted very accurately, in a sense that there was obviously the underlying love and everything, but she was very hard on the daughter, and the daughter didn't really understand the mom very well. And I think that kind of cultural gap for the first generation Korean Americans definitely exists. So I thought it was done very accurately, and I found the wedding episode to be very humorous because it's very accurate. They go to the ceremony and they all basically just eat and they want to go home.
I was particularly moved when Lane was back in the house after living with the band, back with her mom, and they had that, and Lane stood up for herself in a very vocal way on the staircase. Uh-huh. And then the mother said, "Lane, come down here right now." And they shared a ceremonial drink. And is that part of your culture?
Well, I think the drinking, there's a heavy drinking culture in the Korean culture.
I mean that particular ceremony. Because we speculated on what that really meant. Because that just happened a couple episodes ago.
Okay.
So what were they drinking? And B, was that a rite of passage? Was that a ritual that families, Korean families, do once they feel their children have become grownups?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's like an official thing, but what they were drinking is probably more than 99% sure it was probably soju. Mm-hmm. Which is like a rice wine.
Okay.
And it's kind of like vodka. A lot of times in this day and age, places that don't have a full liquor license will use soju to make like cocktails and whatnot. But there is definitely a time when it becomes acceptable to like drink around your parents. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you're young, it's kind of not looked upon favorably. But like when you become an adult, I think you definitely are able to kind of show that side of yourself.
Yeah, very moving scene. That's my favorite Lane and Mrs. Kim scenes. And there are a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Stars Hollow was all dressed up for the Winter Carnival for your day on
set. Yes, absolutely.
How did that feel when you walked onto the set? Because it's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the way they go all out, obviously, like, you know, there was snow on the ground, and it actually was pretty, I want to say it was like right around this time of year when we shot, and it was at night. And I remember it being unseasonably cold for California. And so being out there and you can see your breath. And so it really felt real, because I know I've talked to people that have been on the show when it was supposed to be winter and you're in coats and it's like 80 degrees out. I'm sure you had to do it as well, where it's like it doesn't feel real because it's so hot outside. But on the nights that I shot, it felt totally real.
So we were discussing the scene. We were discussing the scene with you and Zach at the bottle toss.
Yeah.
And he says that line, "Welcome to the SH."
Yes.
Biotechnic itch.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll just say that. I can't say the word.
Okay.
And we know that is a callback to the series The OC. Did you know right away what that reference was when he said
I did. I mean, but it was funny because that scene itself played out kind of funny because, you know, I'm supposed to be playing it like I don't know what I'm doing and I don't want to be embarrassed. And I just go out there and I'm like softly tossing at the balls. And here he comes just like firing the balls at the bottles. And the balls were flying all over the place on the day.
Right.
And it was like, and I think there was a little bit of when Sally Struthers' character is like, "Oh, you're going to hit the girls, you know, at the dime toss or whatever." There was a little bit of that because he was firing them pretty hard and they were.
Yeah, no, he looked like he's got a good arm.
Yeah, they were bouncing all over the place. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. And coincidentally, he had a role on the OC for 3 episodes. And was that booked around the same time you appeared on Gilmore?
I booked the OC after that. So I want to say it was like the next, maybe towards the beginning of the next year, I booked the OC, but I was actually supposed to be in the wedding episode of Gilmore, but there was a scheduling conflict with the OC and I couldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Whose wedding?
For Lane's wedding.
Oh, Lane's wedding. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I was supposed to be one of the Korean family members coming back to the wedding. And I doubt I had a whole bunch to do at that episode, but I certainly wanted to do it because, like I said, it was still pretty early on in my career and you're trying to eat as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. What was it like working with Keiko?
It was great. You know, she is such a kind, nice person in general. And subsequently, we've become friendly through other friends. I became really good friends with Sean Gunn, who obviously plays Kirk. And so we'd meet at his house for gatherings and stuff. And we, you know, became very friendly afterwards. But she was so nice to work with. And like I said, I was still very green. So I was like, you know, just trying to not get anything wrong when I was on set. I was just kind of like, all right, I just want to make sure I don't mess up. I don't want to, you know, so it was definitely, you know, I would treat it a lot differently, you know, if I was on a show like that today.
Right. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food. But that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So Zach called you the Korean Brad Pitt, which is like,
yeah,
I would say that's a compliment.
There's two little references. I think there's a reference to George Clooney and there's a reference to Brad Pitt. That's right.
Wow. So you basically covered all the bases there for the Ocean's films.
Exactly.
What's your favorite memory from being on the set?
The absolute favorite is just getting that call from my agent that I'd booked it, obviously. But then being on the set, I do remember because Star Solo was like set up for the carnival, I just remember walking out of my trailer after getting dressed and just like feeling the kind of grandness of it all, right? And it, like I said, it was still early on in my career, so I was excited to be there to begin with. But then you walk out and there's actually like a full-on carnival scene going on, so it was very cool.
You know, you just reminded me of how large that set truly was, because we were used to it.
Yes.
So it didn't intimidate us, and we were just kind of delighted by it, used to it. And that's our office. And this is, but we had more real estate. We had the entire back lot at Warner Brothers. We had three sound stages. We had more real estate dedicated to Gilmore Girls than any other production, even films.
Absolutely. And,
we didn't walk around feeling like we were the kings of the studio by any stretch of the imagination. But now you make me realize, as kind of a newbie coming into this situation, seeing the scope and the size of this and the detail of these sets and all the real estate we had, it must have been really impactful. It must have been really something for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think even now, as somebody that's, you know, done a lot more work since then, like there's no way any TV show would have that on a lot. That would be like a location shoot or something, right? I mean, like, but if you go back and watch Gilmore Girls, you guys have always had a lot of stuff that seemed like it should be on location, but it was just that huge set.
Well, yeah, we certainly were able to the producers were able to, and Warner Brothers were able to save a ton of money just having a dedicated space like that, for sure. Because going on location to do all that stuff is, you know, you double that budget. Was there a point in your career, in your business career, that you said, I can't do this anymore? I mean, obviously it did happen, but take us through that a little bit.
Well, you know, I graduated college in 97 when it was like right on the cusp of the huge dot-com boom. Right. So it was like, you know, what kids are going through these days in terms of trying to find a job, it was unheard of. Like there was all these job fairs at college, and you pretty much had three or four job offers coming out of school. Everybody that I knew did. Mm-hmm. And so I took that route and kind of went the tech route. And jumped around a couple different places, lived in Dallas for a little bit, in San Francisco. But by the time I'd made it back to Los Angeles, which is where I'm from, I was working for a company in Pasadena and also living just down the street in Pasadena. And I remember that the 5 minute commute to work just being the most miserable time, like just just trekking down the street going like, man, what am I doing? Like this, I'm just going to go sit there on this desk for 9 hours and this is going to suck.
Right.
And I remember, and I think the blessing that ended up happening is that that job or that company ended up kind of the investors pulled their funding. And so the company just went belly up. And so I basically had to figure something out at that point. And that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to take this time to really figure out what I want to do, and landed on giving acting a go. And here I am.
And so what did you do? You got into an acting class?
I did. I moved to Spain for a little bit just to clear my head. I was single at the time.
Interesting.
And I took some of the severance money and I just like moved to Barcelona for like 6 months. And during that time, I didn't do anything. I really just like read books and listened to music and traveled around Europe for a little bit and came back thinking, you know what, I'm going to give this a go. And so I went into an on-camera acting class and just started grinding from there.
Nice. So was there an actual moment that you recall that sparked this desire to change careers? Or was it just the sort of the sum total of the boredom and the lack of passion? And
yeah, I think it was
the dread was just, going into the office kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it was just a cumulative effect.
Right.
And
gotcha.
And I was a child of the 80s and I grew up just kind of, I was a latchkey kid and I watched a ton of TV and I was always fascinated by TV. And I remember people ask me all the time, like, what, you had nothing in your history that says that you would become an actor. Like, I didn't do theater growing up. I didn't do any of those things. I was more of a jock. I played baseball, football, but I do remember as a kid, I watched a ton of TV and I just would get lost in it and think, man, that would be a really cool thing to do.
Right.
And then many years later, it kind of caught up with me.
Was your family supportive? What was their reaction?
Yeah, my mom was definitely, my dad died when I was fairly young. And so it was just my mom at the time. And my mom was always, she's never too high or too low. And she said, well, if you think this is what you want to do. And she was always kind of skeptical. And like I said, until I started to appear on her TV a little bit more, I think she was definitely thinking maybe it was a phase or something like that. But yeah, she's definitely been very supportive.
Right, right, right. What position did you play in baseball?
I was kind of a utility guy. My senior year in high school, I caught and played outfield and played a little bit of third base.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I know you're a baseball player too, right?
I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. Yes. So difficult, the difficult profession to earn a living in.
Yeah. unless your name is Shohei Ohtani and then.
Yeah. Jesus. Tell us what you're working on now.
Well, since the strike ended, it has been lots of audition requests coming in.
Oh, good, good, good.
Which is good, but it's also like, I was talking with my wife before and I said, man, I kind of was hoping that this would go through the holiday season so I could have like a peaceful December. But as soon as that strike ended, it was like, oh, here, can you tape for this? Can you tape for that? Which is all good problems to have. Right. But I did, I did a few days on a feature film last year about this time and just found out that it got into Sundance. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, nice. So you're going to go to Sundance and support the film?
I doubt it. I didn't have that big a part in it, but I will support it from afar.
Well, at least you're there. I mean, that's something. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. It was a fun little movie called Thelma, and June Squibb, who's like 90 something, was the lead in it. And so it was a cool, really fun script written about an elderly person that gets scammed by one of these internet scammers. Mm-hmm. But she decides that she's going to get back what she lost. So she like becomes like a little bit of a vigilante and goes after these people.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny.
Wow. What's the name of that again? We'll look out for it. What is it?
It's a movie called Thelma. Thelma. Yep.
Okay. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. you've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're going to do a little thing called rapid fire. Not, you don't necessarily have to be quick with your answers. I don't want to trigger your Gilmore anxiety here. How do you like your coffee?
If I'm drinking coffee, it's going to be probably just black. I'm not a huge coffee guy, but more of a Diet Coke guy.
Are you team Logan, team Jess, or team Dean?
My wife told me if anybody asked me that, I got to say team Logan.
There you go. Smart woman. We like Logan a lot over here. Well, we like them all, but we really like Logan. Who's your favorite the Gilmore Girls couple, Luke and Lorelai or Emily and Richard?
Oh, Luke and Lorelai.
Thank you very much. Would you rather work with Michelle or Kirk?
I think I'm going to have to say Kirk because he's a buddy. He's we'd have a blast. Yeah,
that's right. There you go. What would you? I see Sean a lot on the convention circuit. I just saw him, you know, a week ago.
I saw him like 3 weeks ago at a party, I think, and he's doing great.
Yeah. What would you order at Luke's Diner?
Oh, I'm just going to do an omelet. I'm going to do a kind of an omelet with crispy hash browns on the side.
You got it, buddy. Coming right up. Would you rather hang out with Paris or Lane? I think we know the answer to this question.
Oh, Lane. Yeah. Paris is too, she's too much. I can't.
It's like getting the bomb shelter, then invite her over.
Yes.
Harvard or Yale, or drop out and live in a pool house.
I think the Korean in me is going to have to go with Ivy League. Let's go with Yale.
Good choice. Would you rather attend a DAR event with Emily or a town meeting with Taylor?
Oh, I always found the town meetings to be kind of fun and quirky, so I'm going to go with the town meeting.
All righty. Gilmore Girls character that you would want as a roommate?
I don't know about this one. I'm going to have maybe, you know what?
Not the actor, the character.
Yeah, the character.
Mm-hmm. Babette?
No, I'm going to go with Logan. Like, that guy's loaded. He's got money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rolling in style now.
Yeah.
Going on the private jet. Something in your life you are all in on.
I am always all in on Dodger baseball. I'm a huge Dodger fan.
then you're in heaven right now, aren't you?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Chase Kim, pleasure to talk to you, get to know you a little bit. We enjoyed your work on the episode, and best of luck to you. And look out for Thelma, the Sundance Film Festival debut. And hopefully if they get a deal, which sounds like they might, in your local theaters. Thanks for stopping by. All the best.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.